Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I know it's only April, but we're already looking ahead to the new season of the Sounds of Christmas and the new music that's on the way this fall. I asked my Twitter friend, JJ, from Christmas Music News, which you'll find on Twitter as @NewXmasMusic, to join me to talk about some of the upcoming releases, at least some of the ones that we've heard about so far. Thanks for joining me on the podcast, JJ.
Hey, Ken, glad we're doing this.
Before we get to our lists, how did you get into running a social media page that focuses on new Christmas music? It's really a niche.
It is. Christmas music freak. I'll start with that.
Okay.
And then every year I found myself just compiling a list for my own records, I guess, of everybody who released one that year. This is before I knew about you, before I knew about Sounds of Christmas. And so I searched for somebody on Twitter that was doing a list on Twitter itself. Couldn't find one. I'm like, I'm going to throw my list up, see what happens. After that, I found your very handy links by year, new releases by year with the graphics, with the cover art. It's a really sharp looking feature that you've got on your website too.
Thank you. I try to do that every year because I know, you know, you mentioned that you're a Christmas music freak and you're certainly among friends here. And I know that I always like to find out what's coming. I'm a big fan of all kinds of Christmas music, so I always wanted to find out what's coming. And I built the Sounds of Christmas station for people like me who love all kinds of Christmas music. So I figured having a page with as many new releases as I could find every year would be something I know that I would like. And I just figured that there are probably other people out there that would like it too. I don't usually put singles on there, because it's just hard and there's so many.
You talk about niches. I think it's fine. You know, you do what you do. You do it very well. I do keep a list on Twitter itself by year. And then you've got sites like Christmas Spirit News too. They tweet out their Spotify playlists that do include the singles. And I think we're all fine, you know, sitting in our own seats in the Christmas Twitterverse.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's great. And I always find stuff that you post that I hadn't heard about or hadn't seen confirmed, or, I mean, especially at this time of year, it's April, and you send out a tweet of a news story most recently, and we'll get into this more in just a bit, about Sheryl Crow attached to an upcoming Christmas movie, and she's writing a song for it. And I think that's so cool that we already know in April that we're going to have that to look forward to.
Every little nugget that comes out in the spring of summer, I cling to. And then by the time that the release cycle starts, I'm like, I don't have time for that one. They don't have a big enough following. I'm not going to mess with that one. But anything this time of year, yeah, that gets pushed out.
When the season really gets rolling for the Sounds of Christmas, and I'll throw up a brand new page for the new releases for 2022, and I'll start filling that up with all the usual suspects, I guess, you know, all the things, sure, the big names, the big releases, and I'll keep that going for as long as I can, and put up the smaller releases too, especially those little nuggets that come out that we just love. I'll make sure that I get those in there too. But I'm with you. Once the calendar gets close to Thanksgiving and we're seeing so many releases pumped out, it's very difficult to keep up.
Yeah, it's a daily labor of love for sure between like September and December 1st.
So New Xmas Music, @NewXmasMusic, is on Twitter and just on Twitter. Any particular reason? Not Facebook, not Instagram, not TikTok, not anywhere else?
Probably just a resources and time issue. I started the Twitter. I wouldn't say it took off, but I found some people on there that were enjoying what I was doing. Customizing graphics and posts to the other sites are not something I've just found time to do yet. So I wouldn't say never, but that's kind of where I am.
Okay. We're going to get into our list of what's coming. But did anything come out that was a surprise that you didn't know was coming last year that you can, off the top of your head, that you remember? Anything that was like, wow, I didn't see that coming, and it's out?
Sure. Yeah, probably a lot. I don't have the list in front of me, but I do remember the day that I logged onto Twitter and saw the Nora Jones news, and she didn't tease it for very long. It was like the week of, maybe.
Yeah.
And that Friday it was going to be out. And I had been on with Ricky of Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe. Mm-hmm. She asked me who hasn't released a Christmas album, who's on your wish list. And Nora was top of mind for me. It had been for a long time. I couldn't believe that she'd been around a couple of decades and hadn't put out a full solo Christmas album. And there it was that day, the announcement with the cover art already. We had it all, and then didn't have to wait long. I believe it was like October 21st or something.
Yeah.
And there where I was streaming it, and I listened to it the entire season. It really delivered. It probably actually exceeded my expectations, because I had seen she did like 13 tracks and then a deluxe edition with a 14th track. Several of them were originals, which isn't usually my preference, but she did a wonderful job with the originals as well. So A++++.
Yeah. And kudos to her for keeping it a secret, because so many, it's just hard to do. Even if you are trying to keep it quiet, it's hard to keep a lid on it without some PR people being involved or a record label or somebody sending something out. And then once stuff starts to get leaked to a radio station or something, and it's all over and everybody knows. I know.
Yeah, like Rob Thomas gave us the hint in June. He was in studio.
Yeah.
Quite the opposite with Nora's, and I enjoyed it. It was a nice surprise.
Yeah. I remember, it's probably been at least 4 years ago, Eric Clapton had a Christmas album. Nobody knew it was mm-hmm. coming or anything, and then boom, it's released. It was just a surprise to, like you said about Nora, just to wake up that day and there it is. And that's hard to do. For me, there were a couple singles that came out that were surprises. Jennifer Hudson, Christmas Baby, mm-hmm. Please Come Home last year. I'd love to hear a Christmas album from her. And maybe she was testing the waters with this, but that was great. And I had no idea that was coming, that she was working on anything. She's been doing so much on Broadway. So,
yeah.
So that was really cool.
Yeah. Was that just a single, or was that a part of a project she was working with? Do you remember?
I think it was just a single. Yeah. If it was part of a project, I don't think that has materialized yet. Maybe there's something bigger, or I just missed it. But I know when the single came out, that was a surprise. In fact, I thought it was somebody who just had the same name.
Oh, okay.
Because it just, all of a sudden, the single was out, available for streaming. And I thought, there's no way Jennifer Hudson would have a single out that we wouldn't all know about already.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Another one, I'll just mention him briefly. Darren Criss, his album surprised me in that I really enjoyed it, and I didn't think I would. I thought he did a really good job with his takes on a lot of the classics.
Yeah, he was one that I was surprised in a different way. I knew that was coming, but mm-hmm. I was really surprised both by the choices of songs he did and the styles and everything. It was fun, and I'll be playing more from that this coming. Well, I'm playing more from that now because we're always on.
Right.
But
there you are.
Okay, so let's get to what's coming. What we're pretty sure is coming mm-hmm. for 2022.
Got about a half dozen that I believe to be confirmed. Then again, you never know.
Right.
A year ago, we were hearing Whitesnake and Backstreet Boys rumors, and neither of those materialized for 2021. So the ones that were, there are several, like Debbie Gibson, Jada Valenti, Jamie O'Neill, who were working on it last year, and we thought we were going to get them last year, like with Debbie Gibson. We ended up just getting a single in November called Christmas Star. And then there was a Newsday article that said it was indeed a precursor to her full length album coming out in 2022. So we'll rely on that information for now. Logan Mize, who is a country artist, he told entertainmentfocus.com that they had booked studio beginning of last September to record a Christmas album. They called it the Mizes. It was his wife and him, and they were going to do it, and it fell through. So we've pushed it to 22. So they did say in that article, definitely next year, which would be this year. Jamie O'Neill, country artist, a December article from countrieschatter.com, discussed her 2021 single Christmas You, and that article went on to say that the Christmas original will be included on her debut holiday album slated for release in 2022. And then I mentioned the Italian artist Giada Valenti. She also released a single on November 5th, her version of Silent Night, which was accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And then her full-length album said to be released in 2022 as well. And then a niche artist, Ronnie Martin, who I used to know as the lead singer and the brainchild, or the mastermind behind electropop synth pop outfit Joy Electric. I don't know if you remember them. He's a Christmas fanatic, self-proclaimed. He's been teasing an album for a couple years, and then on September 10th he tweeted a reply to a fan saying he is having a Christmas album coming out, quote, this time next year. That would be September of this year. And then Vegas solo artist Marky released a single this Christmas in 2021. He posted on his website, quote, the much-awaited Christmas album is completed, and I will be laying vocals for that in late March of 2022 with a November 2022 release.
Nice. Debbie Gibson has, of course, back when she was having hits in the 80s, had released a couple synth Christmas singles. But on her YouTube channel, just over the past few years, in December, she has been just posting videos of her doing Christmas songs. And it's really, it's kind of sweet and it's kind of funny. She has a pretty good sense of humor, both about life in general and even about herself. And she's been teasing this. So I'm looking forward to hearing what she does. And Jamie O'Neill also did a duet with Lucas Hoag on his Christmas album last year on Let It Snow.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
I wonder if that will be on the solo. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
I know that Cliff Beach, who had an original Christmas album last year, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Well, that the title track was original. Lots of great R&B and funk kind of stuff. I know he has a single of Jingle Bells coming because I already have it. And I'm allowed to say that. So, yeah, it just wasn't ready quite. It wasn't quite ready in time for the album. So they're just going to throw it out as a single this year. And Michael Sinatra put out it was supposed to be a Christmas EP, and I think it had one or too many songs to be considered an EP. So it was called an album, and it was called Christmas, but it was only really half of what he intended to do. And I know he's working on that. So there will be, I guess, a deluxe version of Christmas with another 5, 6, 7 songs.
Nice. So yeah, I remember you had him on last year.
Yeah. So I know that's in the pipeline. And then I had mentioned Sheryl Crow when we got started that she's writing a song for this Christmas movie, but unless I missed it when I was reading the article, I don't know if it said if she's in the movie, if she's performing the song, or I know she's attached, she's writing it, and then I think she's producing the movie.
Yeah, executive producer. I don't know that she appears in it. I think it's fairly early in the process. I don't know if you noticed there were, I believe, 3 consecutive Saturday nights in December last year that CBS jumped in the made-for-TV Christmas movie game.
Yeah.
And I guess they're going back for more this year. And I thought I was surprised we got such an early, news release on this. But it sounded to me like the movie title exists, but little else. And they basically told Cheryl, go write a song called When Christmas Was Young. So it sounded like she hadn't even started on writing the song yet.
Well, that should be interesting. And I just feel like if she's writing the song, we will get a version of it by her. Maybe not this year, somewhere down the road, maybe, if it's not included in the movie. But I just feel like since she's writing it, we probably will.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear her take on it for sure.
I really liked her Christmas album that came out 13, 14 years ago. I can't believe it was so long until I just looked it up. But I really loved her version of the Christmas song because it's very different from what you'd expect. So I'm looking forward to seeing what she does with this.
Yeah, that's got like a kind of a bouncy with horns, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Bursting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I own that on compact disc somewhere.
Yeah. It was a Hallmark CD first.
That's right. That's right.
Back when they used to do that before they got really so big into the Hallmark movie business, they used to have a exclusive music every year. And that was one of them.
Have you seen, I know we mentioned talking about some of the rumors you have probably you're not privy to reveal yet, but are not given permission thus far. But what do you think about the Backstreet Boys? We thought we might be getting an announcement last week on the Kelly Clarkson show. And I did on one of the articles that came out stemming from that show. Again, it says they're releasing a Christmas album this year with a Vegas residency. I mean, we get that every year, fool me once kind of thing. But at least last year, I mean, there was footage like Brian Littrell went on Instagram or Twitter with one of the songs actually playing in the background. So we know they actually did make it to studio last year.
Yeah, I have lots of feelings about this. I don't want to bash the Backstreet Boys or upset their fans, but this is something that we have been hearing for the last several years. So I think there's the best chance so far out of all the times that they've said that this is going to happen, that it will happen this year. But I just feel like at this point, I'll believe it when I see it, or I guess when I hear it. That
exactly
that will be. I know that last year, if you don't know, that they were supposed to release a Christmas album last year, and they were supposed to do a residency in Vegas with all these Christmas shows, and because of the pandemic that got canceled, and they said that they were going to hold on to the Christmas album for the next year when they could do it all and it would be safe to do the shows and all of that stuff. And I heard that and I just thought, for your fans, you probably should release just a single.
Yeah.
Like Debbie Gibson did. Just a single. Just one song. Here's Merry Christmas from the Backstreet Boys. The whole Christmas album is next year. But here's something. And that they didn't do that really surprised me and made me wonder if... Okay. It made me wonder lots of things. I don't want to start rumors about stuff I'm not privy to and I don't know. But it just...
Yeah.
It seemed... odd. I hope that I know that they have lots of fans and they've dipped their toes in the Christmas music pool a couple times. And I think their fans are going to love it when this album finally comes out. And I hope for their sake that it really does. I think that there's the best chance that it will this year.
I thought they were what's the term, conspicuous by their absence.
Yeah.
Was it the ABC boy band special that had basically every boy band but them?
Yeah.
And I thought maybe they're saving it for next year or something like that, but they could have been there.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but
there's a lot that I don't know. I could end the sentence right there. There's a lot that I don't know. There's a lot that I don't know about the Backstreet Boys and their particular process and what they did or didn't get recorded and the quality of it and all that stuff. So anything that I'm saying about it as conjecture. Yep. So I don't want it to get back to somebody and have them go, hey man, not cool.
I know you're cool. You're very careful. You have way bigger Twitter following than I do. I know you're very careful. I sometimes kind of do deal in rumors because it's fun for me. You're a little more well respected in the circles, and so I think you do sometimes kind of set a good example. to not report anything that's not actually happening.
Well, it's a tough line to walk because you hear about something and it seems for real. I think that you had posted a thing about Lindsey Stirling.
Yeah.
It was something that she had done. I think she had done on her Twitch account that she told people who were following her that she wants to do or is working on or something, a new Christmas music.
Yeah, I didn't watch the Twitch stream, but according to a couple different fan sites, she said that she's planning on releasing another Christmas album this year and working on a rock album at the same time. She did do a holiday album in 2017 called Warmer in Winter, so it has been 5 years, and she is kind of known as a Christmas artist, so it probably would be time. So that would be fun. She was on one of the Pentatonix tracks last year, which I thought came out really, you know, Pentatonix dabbling in the instruments these days. And right. I thought her violin sounded pretty good with them. And then Avril Lavigne as well gave us some Twitter buzz back in January. She did an interview with Alt 105.1 in Louisville, where she mentioned doing a Christmas album. So that sent her fans into a tizzy. And then on March 4th, she just tweeted, "I'd love to put out a Christmas album one day." So,
yeah. So, well, and
you don't know.
Yeah. And Avril has done that a couple times. So I think this, I feel like this is something that she does want to do. It would be nice to be surprised, but I
she did say the pandemic has allowed her to finally work on it. So maybe yeah. Did you hear her single on the Tommy Prophet compilation 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I thought she did an awesome job on What Child Is This?
See, and that's funny because when I heard that, and that came out not this past Christmas, but the one before. When that came out, and I saw and then I listened to the track, I thought, well, obviously she's working on her Christmas record because she right. was in there with Tommy doing What Child Is This? So she's doing something. So maybe not this year, but maybe the next. And the next came and went and we didn't get it. So I don't know. But I feel like there are some artists who will say that, who will throw it out. And that, yeah, I'd like to do a Christmas album one day. But yeah. I think with her, I think this is really something that's on her radar. I think it's just a matter of getting all of the pieces in place. And I hope it does. I hope it does happen this year.
Yeah,
I think it'd be great.
It may be too much to ask for because her punk album just came out. So,
yeah,
you know, she's working that. She's marketing that. So you don't know. Maybe this is on your do not tell rumor list, but you tipped me off to the Nancy Wilson rumor. And I found, actually watched the interview she did with 102.3 WBAB in New York in February. And she mentioned doing a Christmas album, I believe under the Heart name still. Don't know for sure. But she also didn't specify 2022 for that either.
Right. I've heard her say that over the last couple of months in a few different interviews. That she, in various ways, about a Christmas album and working on a Christmas album and some Christmas tracks. I don't know if it's for this year or not. I would like it. Heart did a Christmas album not too long ago, and they did one under the band name The Love Mongers that I really liked. And even before that, they had a single, Here Is Christmas, which is one of my favorite Christmas songs. I love that. So I would love to hear either a Nancy Wilson Christmas album or another Heart one. But it's another kind of wait and see. There's nothing confirmed yet. But it's much different when an artist in an interview says that or tweets that right. than hearing, I heard from so-and-so who heard from so-and-so who heard from so-and-so. Exactly. You get a lot of those kind of rumors too. Since we are talking rumors, though, last year, one of the biggest Christmas singles was Elton John and Ed Sheeran. And the rumor is that they recorded more than one Christmas song when they did that.
Right.
So there could be another one. It is just rumor. But the thing about that, and I find it very funny, is that apparently Ed Sheeran has trouble keeping a secret. So
I remember that. Yeah.
I know Elton was getting really annoyed at him because he was giving everything away before the single came out. I guess we'll see this fall what Ed Sheeran has to say and we'll know.
I thought I remembered reading that they had recorded three songs, but I don't know. I believe that was just on Twitter. So
it's hard to know. And something gets posted on Twitter and some radio station uses that in one of their stories, and then it gets picked up somewhere else, and it's hard to, it is hard to know. So anybody who's listening, who's a big fan of Elton John and or Ed Sheeran, I can't guarantee that there's another single. Don't be mad at me if there's not. It's just it, but it is rumored that they did two or three songs. So
exactly.
So we'll see. There have been, I have three big artists written down here who have, over the last, probably the last 10 years, done more than tease a Christmas album. But there were news articles about it, about people guesting on them, and these never happened. And I guess they could potentially still come out, but I really don't know. First one on my list is Pat Benatar.
Wow.
She did an interview with Billboard magazine where she talked about a book she wanted to write, a religious book, and the Christmas album that she was going to record. And this was probably 8 years ago. And we did get a Christmas single from her a year or two after that, but that's been it. And I have no idea if she changed her mind, which, you know, that's possible. I don't know. It would be, I love Pat's voice. I think getting a whole Christmas album from her would be great. But
I've not seen that rumor.
Yeah. Another one I have is Meatloaf, who passed away not that long ago.
Yeah, right.
Meatloaf, there was so much news about this. It was called Hot Holidays. It had all these different other artists singing duets with him that were named in, and there were pictures of Meatloaf with these different singers. You can go to YouTube and look up Meatloaf Christmas songs, and he had popped into a charity event that a New York radio station was doing, and he sang several different Christmas songs, and you can hear those on there. Quality's not great, so it's not good enough to copy that and play it, but obviously he was doing something, but this album never came out. Now that he's passed away, does a record label still have it? Will they put it out this year? I don't know.
If the tapes exist somewhere, you think they're going to find the light of day somehow?
I would think so, unless they're really bad. I mean, he was really excited about this at the time, and he was talking about it in interviews, and there was all this press about it, that it was coming out next Christmas, and then all of a sudden there was no talk about it. And sometimes that means that the record label got the tapes and they were bad and they didn't want to release it. And it could mean that the project just went nowhere and he didn't like it. It could mean a million things. So sure, I have no idea if we're ever going to see Hot Holidays. That's kind of like it's a substantiated rumor, I guess, because
right.
You see news outlets reporting. I don't know that that's really substantiating things anymore, but but you can Google Meatloaf Christmas album and you'll see these articles like from the Huffington Post, I think, it may have been in Rolling Stone and some classic rock magazines or websites.
Yeah, I mean, I remember even at the time of his passing, several articles that mentioned this and said, well, I guess we're not getting the Meatloaf Christmas record. My thought is, you never know. I remember an artist I used to follow, Rich Mullins, died in a car crash and had just put down some cassette demos of his next album. And the record label found them and released a double disc, one with the cassette recordings cleaned up a little bit, and a second disc with artist tributes with the songs fully developed. So you never know.
Yeah, you never know. And I think it would be a big seller. It's funny, you know, I was talking about Elton John a minute ago, and he resisted. His record label for years wanted him to do a Christmas album, and he just didn't like the idea. And then a couple years ago, his Christmas single from the 70s, Step Into Christmas, got on the charts again.
Yeah.
And he thought that was so cool. He then wanted to do a Christmas single. And here we are with it. And maybe here we are with it again. We'll see.
Exactly.
But it's really interesting the way that works. The last big name that I have on my list is Cher.
Oh, wow.
Cher, and this was in the last, probably the last 5 years. She tweeted about it. Mm-hmm. David Foster was involved with it. And then there was another Mamma Mia movie, and she did some ABBA songs. And I don't know. I think a Cher Christmas album would be terrific.
Every year, if you search Cher Christmas album, you see fans tweeting at her about this. Hey, how about that Christmas album?
Yeah,
that happens every year. Yeah.
Yeah. And she and she's funny. She plays with them and she teases that something is coming, and it gets them all worked up because they think this is the Christmas album, and then it's something else.
It's not. Exactly.
Any other rumors or anything that you have? Yeah,
just a couple last little nuggets. Rhonda Birchmore, who's an Australian artist, all during the 2021 release cycle, she teased a big band Christmas album called Red Hot Swingin' Christmas. She did perform shows in December with the same name, but the album just never came out that we know of. So we know she was in the studio. She recorded in February of 2021. So that could be a possibility for this year. And then there is a Kickstarter that we saw over the weekend from Phil Madeira, who was in Emmy Lou Harris's band. He's doing a Kickstarter with some friends for an album that's called A Mercyland Christmas, which will feature Buddy Miller, Jars of Clay, Sixpence None the Richer, Cindy Morgan, The Choir, and some others. So you can go support that. Search A Mercyland Christmas on Kickstarter right now. And then I guess we would expect to see something from Pentatonix this year, although Kirsten is with child, so I don't know if that changes things. And then, of course, likely deluxe editions from, you know, Norah Jones, Pistol Annies, Brett Eldridge, Kelly Clarkson. We could probably expect to see those this year.
You know, I was expecting, it's funny, the popularity of the deluxe edition now coming out almost always the next year, sometimes later the same year. But it's gotten to the point where I look at a release and I go, oh, this is going to be a deluxe edition next year. Mm-hmm. And I go back and forth on the way I feel about it. On the one hand, it seems like, God, you have those extra songs. Just put it all out there. Because I know as a fan who still occasionally buys physical CDs, when I go and buy a CD and then they release it a year later with 2, 3, 4 more songs, it's frustrating.
I think it needs to have at least 3 to make it. If it has one more song or something and a poster,
yeah,
in the last something, I mean, that's just, it just feels so cheap. That's why when Norah Jones had 13 tracks on the initial album and then a Target version with a 14th track. And then she did an Amazon original as well. So 15 new Norah Jones holiday recordings in 2021. I do wonder what else she could put out for a deluxe edition this year.
Well, and I was surprised last year when Carrie Underwood put out a deluxe version of the previous year's Christmas album and then put out a Christmas single that was new, that was not on the deluxe one. And
the Eaton song, the
stretchy pants. Yeah. And it's a cute song and it's fun and I'm sure fans love that, but I just saw that and I was like, wow, that's tough. Lot, yeah. But on the other hand, I think that a deluxe edition is good because it brings in new people who may have missed it the first time around. And so I go back and forth on it because I love Christmas music and I want it to get out to other people that love Christmas music. Sure. And if you missed it the first time around, but there's a deluxe edition this year, so there's a chance that you missed it last year and you'll know about it this year. And or it just slid off your radar last year. Yeah. This year you'll hear about it again. When I saw when Rob Thomas's album came out and when Steve Perry's album came out last year, I looked at both of them and I thought, well, there's really room for more easily. And I just
especially
thought,
for Steve.
Yeah.
It was eight tracks, right?
Yeah, eight tracks, and two of them were New Year's songs, not Christmas songs. Yeah, two right. of them had come out before, had been singles from previous years. So I just thought, okay, there's eight songs, and really only four of them are new to everybody, new Christmas songs anyway. So I'm pretty sure there's a Steve Perry Deluxe Christmas album coming. It just seems like
it has more than one or two songs on it. Let's hope that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't, you know, the way my voice sounded right now probably sounds like I'm disgusted by the whole thing. And I'm not. I think that especially for the fans, for Steve Perry fans to find out, and this is me making something up, by the way. I have no knowledge that there's a deluxe version involved, that he has any more Christmas music in a vault on a tape at the record label, that he's gonna record anything. I have no knowledge of that. It just seems likely based on what came out and based on the deluxe trend. And I think for fans of Steve Perry, what a great Christmas present that is, that there's more, that there could be more music coming. Sure. So I get that. A lot of people like to trash talk Mannheim Steamroller. And I still love Mannheim Steamroller. Mannheim Steamroller helped get the Sounds of Christmas off the ground and helped us stay off the ground the first few years. Sure. And they did a couple albums. Their last couple of Christmas albums were sort of revisiting previous songs with a symphony. Mm-hmm. So it was different. And there were a lot of people who were like, oh man, they're out of ideas. They're doing the same stuff again. It's another. And I got to tell you, when they released the first one, and I don't remember if it's the first track, but the version of Carol of the Bells, absolutely. As soon as that started to play, that new version instantly put me in the Christmas spirit. Instantly.
It's good.
And again, I don't know that Mannheim Steamroller is working on anything new. I do know that they're going to go out on tour again this year, or they're at least planning to.
What's the determining factor? You said you still buy a couple hard copies a year. What's the determining factor when you go out and get the CD or vinyl?
You know, there really isn't one. The last Christmas CD that I remember buying, and this probably doesn't even count, I had discovered that the folks who maintain Elvis Presley's audio output, the Follow That Dream series, had a special Christmas set that had five or six outtakes, different versions of songs he did, that kind of thing. So I had to get that. But as far as just a regular release, there's nothing in particular. It's really, am I in a store? Do I see it? Yeah, I'll grab it. I probably won't sit at home and order one unless it's really, I can't think of what it might be, unless it was really something, you know, if Paul McCartney did a Christmas album and it was autographed that I could buy through his website. There you go. Yeah, absolutely. I'd be all over that. Billy Joel comes out of retirement, does a Christmas album. I'm buying the first copy. But otherwise, it's really, there's not something specific. It just kind of, you know, am I out doing some Christmas shopping and I see, you know, if I was out last year and I saw Rob Thomas's Christmas album, a CD out, I probably would have bought it and then put it in the car and listen to it on the way home. You know, it really depends. And it's tough because for the Sounds of Christmas station, and I hope that this doesn't sound egotistical, but a lot of people send me Christmas music every year. A lot of artists, whether they want to advertise or they're just promoting. So I still get a lot of CDs in the mail every year. Yeah. And so it really, that's a really long answer that didn't give you an answer at all, but there's nothing particular.
I understand your process.
Do you still ever buy physical CDs?
I like to buy one or two a year, just kind of part of the season for me. And usually it's the Target Deluxe that gets me. Yeah. If it's an artist I care about at all, I need to get that deluxe. It's not on Spotify or whatever. And then I ended up last year getting suckered into the Norah Jones vinyl as well. There was like an Amazon exclusive. So I ended up with two copies of but I mean, it's going to go down as one of my all time favorite holiday albums for sure. Yeah. So I don't regret it. And I like having the vinyl on for, you know, when people come over, set the mood or whatever. I like to roll the vinyl. So, and then the CD for the car.
I used to love going into Target a couple weeks before Halloween, and they would be putting up their big Christmas music display. And Target used to frequently have, like Hallmark, they used to have special exclusive CDs that nobody else did. I remember one of my favorites was an EP by A Fine Frenzy. I don't even know if you remember A Fine Frenzy, but they had a Christmas EP, and it was a Target exclusive. And it was so neat to be able to go and that was really the start of the season. And I would buy everything. You know, this is 15 years ago, probably, but that was fun. But now you go into Target and you're lucky if they have any CDs at all.
This past year, I thought it was worse than ever. There's the one end cap usually that they have. And then there's a row of vinyl, at least the Target I go to, there's a row of vinyl and one end cap with CDs, and the Christmas display was worse than ever this past year.
Yeah. And it is. And that's just, I mean, you know, I'm not telling them to get off my lawn. That's just the state of things. I stream almost everything. So I get that, but you know, I do miss that. November and December I used to haunt the record stores looking for, you know, the internet didn't play as big a role in what new releases were coming out. Did you have Tower Records where you are?
I lived in Nashville, Tennessee briefly, and we had one there. So okay. I'm familiar with it.
I used to. Tower Records was terrific, at least the ones near me. And I lived outside of Washington, D.C., and then I lived in San Diego. And both places they did this where they had, it was almost a room, small room, but that was just for Christmas music that they would fill up in November and December. And I would just start at one end going through the CDs. And my favorite part was at the end where it had all of the CD singles, many of those imports from other places. So I could find bands that I might have heard of but didn't really know, but oh my gosh, look, they did a cover of that Slade Christmas song, I have to have this. But it would always be something like that, and that used to be a lot of fun. And it's a much better time saver now, where I can go to Amazon, or I can go open up Spotify and take a look at what the new stuff is, and you know, and in 10 minutes, I've found everything that was released today. And
yeah, for sure. It sure is handy.
Yeah.
A little bittersweet.
It is. You know, I get that it's so much easier. I used to like the hunt, but I have more time now. So, so I appreciate the progress. I do miss being able to go and pick up, you know, a new find or something like that, but I'm okay with that. I already know what's coming, probably because I saw it on your Twitter feed.
Hey, I steal from you all kinds of stuff as well.
Everything's
fair game on Twitter.
That's right. We all do. Well, everybody who is everybody. And I often refer to this as my band of Christmas weirdos. All of us people who just love different things about Christmas, especially Christmas music. We're eager to share what we find and then let everybody else know about the other stuff that we find that somebody else had posted. Okay, well, did you know? I mean, I saw that thing that you posted on about Sheryl Crow's Christmas song for that new TV movie, and I quickly shared that. Mm-hmm. But you know what? People that follow the Sounds of Christmas would want to know. So I try to keep it up.
Yeah, I mean, with the following you've built, that's always much appreciated. So
thank you.
Really enjoy what you do.
Before I let you go, anybody on your wish list now that Norah Jones has put out her Christmas album?
Kane Brown, country artist. is on my wish list. I don't know if he would ever do it. As we record this, I saw the CMA Awards, I believe, on CBS, and he was on there. It crossed my mind again. We need a Christmas album. Unless it exists, and I don't know, I think I would like his take on some of the Christmas classics. What about you?
I think Billy Joel is probably the top. Billy Joel, and he still does this, and you can find it on his YouTube channel, actually. He performs Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas in concert. And I remember in the 70s, I can't remember if it was after 52nd Street or the Stranger album, there was a version in concert of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas that was a bootleg, but it was circulated and the quality was so good that there were some radio stations that played it until they got the cease and desist that it was not an official one. But every December when he's doing shows, he puts in a couple of Christmas songs. I know he has said that he doesn't record new music anymore because he doesn't feel like he has anything to say. And I sort of get that, but man, you could, if you're listening, you could knock out a Christmas album. You know all these songs already. You could knock out a Christmas album and it would be the number one selling album of the year.
Could you imagine? I mean, guys like you and me, it's tough to imagine being an established artist, especially of several decades, and just not doing it. Like,
yeah.
I just don't get it. It's unfathomable to me.
Yeah, I don't, but I mean, we all have our own lives and our own priorities, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, and we don't know. And I have no idea what his life is like and what he does. And I don't know if anybody has suggested to him recently that he could do this. Feel free to share this podcast with him if you're listening and you know him. Yeah. But I think it'd be great. And I think it would be huge. I get this part of it, at least. He doesn't need that. He doesn't need the huge. He does as many shows a year seemingly as he wants. Mm-hmm. And he's still selling out at Madison Square Garden and really everywhere he goes. So he doesn't need to be cooped up in the studio, to have to deal with anybody else who is involved in the process of making this. And then all the critics who would certainly have something to say because he hasn't released anything in, that's probably close to 30 years since his last album. Wow. So, yeah. So the critics would be lining up to have something to say about somebody who hasn't released anything in 30 years and then puts out a Christmas record and, or really any kind of music. And I'm sure that thought goes through his head too. And like, you know, why bother when I don't need to?
Makes some good points for sure.
Yeah. I guess I get that. But if you wanted to, Mr. Joel, I would be so happy to promote the heck out of that thing. Not that you would need me to, because really it would do it itself. But anyhow, yeah. I am so far off base and everything on this. JJ is from Christmas Music News, which you'll find on Twitter at New Xmas Music. I encourage you to follow him if you love Christmas music. And you will be up to date on all the new releases and the rumored new releases and everything with Christmas music for the new season. JJ, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate the support, the retweets, the allowing me to steal from your site as well. What did you call it? Your Christmas weirdos, what'd you call us? Appreciate being a part of that for sure.
Thank you. And thank you for listening, helping us share some Christmas spirit, and for helping this podcast continue to grow. Since you're listening now, you've obviously found us somewhere. But if there's another site you like to use for podcasts, check out our podcast page on our website for the complete list of everywhere you can listen to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And again, the website is soundsofchristmas.com. Then just click on the podcast tab. For the Sounds of Christmas station, to listen to the music, you'll need to stick with our website or our app in the Google Play Store. If you have comments or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through our website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.